Iowa dairy farmers, like the rest of the agriculture community, had a challenging year in 2019. That's caused some to completely rethink their operation in order to stay in business. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank recently visited a dairy in northeast Iowa that invites visitors to sleep with the cows.
It's fairly easy to find a bed and breakfast somewhere in Iowa that's housed in a former dairy barn. But there's only a few where you can actually spend the night in a guest room at a working farm overlooking the cows. Lynn Bolin and her husband Dan operate New Day Dairy Guest Barn near Clarksville in northeast Iowa.
I grew up in the city, and so when I married Dan, I was introduced to the farm life, and when we came back from the farm after living abroad and traveling around the world, we realized that we wanted to share a piece of the farm with others. And so when we were building our new barn facility in 2015, this idea kind of came to be.
The Bolins represent a growing number of Iowa dairy producers trying to match their income with the cost of production. Dairy Program Manager for the State Department of Agriculture, David Brown, says they're battling low milk prices, large supplies, and lost export markets. On top of that, many consumers have taken traditional milk off the menu, especially for breakfast.
They grab a protein bar or something, and out the door they go. They just don't have, like we used to when we were younger. We sat down with the family and all our brothers and sisters. Now that's changed quite a bit.
Another thing that's changed on the farm is many dairies now incorporate robots to help on the farm. Again, David Brown.
We have 5 different types of robots in the state of Iowa. And it's a way for these younger families to have a family life. You know, let's say their daughter, their son, they've got a concert or they've got a basketball game or whatever. They have the opportunity to go to those now. The robots, the automation, frees up some family time.
That's certainly true back at New Day Dairy, where Dan, a.k.a. Dairyman Dan, says they've affectionately named their robot Rita.
And Rita is really better than any employee because she's 24/7 all the time, consistently exact, milking the cows, which is great for the cows and great for me.
And Lynn Bolin adds those who stay at the guest house can see Rita in action.
Because in the loft space, there's 2 large loft windows that look directly into the barn. So it's 24/7 cow gazing. And at 3 a.m., if you get up to go to the bathroom, you can wander out and find out what the cows are doing. We have 6 cows that are painted, 6 different colors, so that you can follow where they're going in the barn and kind of their life. Because even though each one of our cows has a name, I don't even know each one of them by looking at them.
And if just looking at the herd of 150 cows isn't enough, guests can also take on the 90-minute Be a Dairy Farmer Challenge.
Looking under the hood of Rita the milking robot and what's all the chips and air valves and everything behind that automated milking. It's going out in the tractor, feeding a bottle to a newborn calf. It's getting to scrape manure off of the crossovers and the walkways, the constant keeping the barn clean. Basically walking with me and getting a little up close and personal taste. It's probably scratching a few cow heads and patting necks and getting licked.
The Bolins welcomed their first overnight guests in January, and Lynn says in the coming months they hope to triple the space with 2 additional bedrooms and baths.
And so through this summer, we're hoping to reach even a 30% occupancy level kind of this summer into next fall once we have all of the spaces open, and then grow kind of by 10% the next 2 years or so with that 50% occupancy, which is an industry standard a lot of times in that lodging. So on the business side of things, that's kind of our goal for growth.
Some other Iowa dairy producers have been able to grow their operation through on-farm processing, using the milk to make cheese, ice cream, and butter. All of them hope to avoid being like the 97 dairies in the state last year that went out of business. Near Clarksville in northeast Iowa, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.